Moshe, read it last.
Right, so we're going to read selected excerpts about how to behave during the descent, exit number 15, Bala Sulam, Shamati 19, what is the Creator hates the bodies in the work. Sometimes one despises this work of assuming the burden of the kingdom of heaven, which is a time of a sensation of darkness, when one sees that no one can save him from the state he is in, but the Creator. Then he takes upon himself the kingdom of heaven, above reason, as an ox to the burden, and as a donkey to the load. One should be glad that now he has something to give to the Creator. And the Creator enjoys him having something to give to the Creator. But one does not always have the strength to say that this is beautiful work called adornment, but he despises this work. This is a harsh condition for one to be able to say that he chooses this work over the work of whiteness, meaning that he does not sense a taste of darkness during the work, but then one feels a taste in the work. It means that then he does not have to work with the will to receive, to agree to take upon himself the kingdom of heaven above reason. If he does overcome himself and can say that this work is pleasant to him, that now he is observing the mitzvah, commandment, of faith above reason, and he accepts this work as beauty and adornment, this is called a joy of mitzvah. Again, sometimes one despises this work of assuming the burden of the kingdom of heaven, which is a time of a sensation of darkness, when one sees that no one can save him from the state he is in, but the Creator. Then he takes upon himself the kingdom of heaven above reason, as an ox to the burden and as a donkey to the load. One should be glad that now he has something to give to the Creator, and the Creator enjoys him having something to give to the Creator. But one does not always have the strength to say that this is beautiful work called adornment, but he despises this work. This is a harsh condition for one to be able to say that he chooses this work over the work of whiteness, meaning that he does not sense a taste of darkness during the work, but then one feels a taste in the work. It means that then he does not have to work with the will to receive, to agree to take upon himself the kingdom of heaven above reason. If he does overcome and say that this work is pleasant to him, that now he is observing the mitzvah, commandment, of faith above reason, and he accepts this work as beauty and adornment, this is called a joy of mitzvah.
Shailas.
Questions? No?
What is adornment in the work?
Adornment? Bringing contentment through the friends to the Creator, such that I feel that He is seemingly inside of them. For me, that is the greatest pleasure. And I am willing to do this from a complete darkness in my whole life and all my desires. May I not have anything except for the ability to do so. That is called adornment. As all the rest, I don't have anything, but if I have this, then I accept it as an opportunity that I have 100% everything.
Where is the wall, like you described? There's one part of the will to receive that suffers and doesn't want. It feels darkness. On the other side, there's what you described, that this is the most important thing, and I'm happy about it. It's like there are two things that are within one desire, one person, and me. How does this happen?
How do I divide this?
Yes, it's as if you have to feel two things at the same time.
By importance, I said. By importance. When I get importance by attributing to the Creator, bestowing to the Creator, first of all, a person needs to go through a point in which he doesn't care what will happen. Where even if he dies right now, he dies. He lives, he lives. But the condition that he defines right now is the necessary must condition. Where does this come from? As he starts to understand and grasp that godliness is the only eternal thing.
So it's as if there are two layers. You have the corporeal, the feeling in the ego, and above it, because of the importance, you just do it and that's it? What I can't understand is the end, the joy that comes. That's what I'm not getting.
The joy comes from him being able to tip the reality in that right direction. Okay, next. There are no questions. Let's go.
Exit number 16 from Bala Sulam, Shamati 96. What is waste of barn and winery in the work? The purpose of the work is in the literal and nature. Since in this work, he no longer has room to fall lower down, since he is already placed on the ground. This is so because he does not need greatness, because to him it is always like something new. That is, he always works as though he had just begun to work. And he works in the form of accepting the burden of the kingdom of heaven above reason. The basis upon which he built the order of the work was in the lowest manner. And all of it was truly above reason. Only one who is truly naive can be so low as to proceed without any basis on which to establish his faith, literally with no support. Additionally, he accepts this work with great joy, as though he had had real knowledge and vision on which to establish the certainty of faith. And to that exact measure of above reason, to that very measure as though he had reason. Hence, if he persists in this way, he can never fall. Rather, he can always be in gladness by believing that he is serving a great king.
A person is readied from above slowly, slowly. And then a certain period passes. Not long, pretty short, maybe 4-6 months, in which he is shown as if he agrees to even exist, to even disappear, not just die, but disappear. Because he starts to feel himself as already being connected to some greater, higher, eternal subject. something that is similar to how they draw to us that it's good to, we're usually told it's good to die for your country. Where there's something that will exist, I die, but that will exist. So much so that he is willing and is capable and wants to sacrifice himself for that idea. And when he goes through such phenomena, then a different attitude is opened up to, for him towards life and towards development spiritually. We will go over this soon. Okay? What, Gilad?
If I heard correctly, in the last excerpt we read, he says there's a situation where a person is constantly above reason.
Yes.
How? He has to renew his reason and then renew the above reason.
That's considered that he's constantly in above reason. Of course, that is constantly changing. Each time. It's like cycles. Okay? Well, 17, yes?
Excerpt 17 from Shamati 33, the lots on Yom Kippurim end with Haman. Indeed, we must know that what appears to one as things that contradict the guidance of the good who does good is only to compel one to draw the upper light on the contradictions when wanting to prevail over the contradictions. Otherwise, one cannot prevail. This is called the exaltedness of the Creator, which one extends when having the contradictions, called dinim, judgments. This means that the contradictions can be annulled if one wants to overcome them, only if he extends the exaltedness of the Creator. You find that these dinim, judgments, cause the drawing of the exaltedness of the Creator. This is the meaning of what is written, and cast his mantle upon him. It means that afterward he attributed the whole mantle of hair to him, to the Creator. That is, now he saw that the Creator gave him the mantle deliberately in order to draw the upper light on them. However, one can only see this later, after one has been granted the light that rests on these contradictions and dinim that he had in the beginning. This is so because he sees that without the hair, meaning the descents, there would be no place for the upper light to be there, as there is no light without a kli, vessel. For this reason, he sees that all the exaltedness of the Creator he had obtained was because of the se'arot, the hair, and the contradictions he had. This is the meaning of the Lord on high is mighty. It means that the exaltedness of the Creator is awarded through the aderet, the mantle.
I see that everyone is already kind of unconcentrated, unfocused. Do you want to read it again or do you want nothing? Again, read.
Indeed, we must know that what appears to one as things that contradict the guidance of the good who does good is only to compel one to draw the upper light on the contradictions when wanting to prevail over the contradictions.
Again, listen to what he's writing.
Indeed, we must know that what appears to one as things that contradict the guidance of the good who does good is only to compel one to draw the upper light on the contradictions when wanting to prevail over the contradictions. Otherwise, one cannot prevail. This is called the exaltedness of the Creator, which one extends when having the contradictions, called dinim, judgments. This means that the contradictions can be annulled if one wants to overcome them, only if he extends the exaltedness of the Creator. You find that these dinim cause the drawing of the exaltedness of the Creator. This is the meaning of what is written, and cast his mantle upon him. It means that afterward he attributed the whole mantle of hair to him, to the Creator. That is, now he saw that the Creator gave him this mantle deliberately in order to draw the upper light on them. However, one can only see this later, after one has been granted the light that rests on these contradictions and dinim that he had had in the beginning. This is so because he sees that without the hair, meaning the descents, there would be no place for the upper light to be there, as there is no light without a kli, vessel. For this reason, he sees that all the exaltedness of the Creator he had obtained was because of the se'arot and the contradictions he had had. This is the meaning of the Lord on high is mighty. It means that the exaltedness of the Creator is awarded through the adirat, the mantle.
So we really need to relate to all these contradictions, the judgments, the confusions of different sorts, with respect. As specifically, thanks to them, we come to a state in which they can help us tip the scale to merit. Okay? What's not understood here?
How do we draw the upper light on the contradictions?
When I have all kinds of contradictions, I don't want to study, I don't want to be in the group, I'm fed up with all the different things, I, and so on and so forth. Together with that, I try to be specifically against this, against that knowledge, that information and weakness. I go to the group and the study and everything, and I draw with force. I think about this, that I'm drawing the reforming light, the upper light, to come specifically upon the contradictions. I don't forget about them during the study. I want him to care for this, and specifically for the upper light to illuminate on the contradictions. I will understand why it's there, for what purpose, and so on. That's how it is. And then I will see that all those contradictions are specifically coming so that I will advance, so that I, upon them, will define the importance of the Creator, the studies, the group. Upon those contradictions, I will advance. Meaning, upon the contradictions, I can advance. No other way. Without contradictions, I have no possibility of advancing. How? It's... If we wouldn't have such disturbances, then how is it possible? Upon what would we advance? The whole path is constructed upon disturbances upon which we rise above, and then more disturbances, and more, and more, and in this varied way because of all of kinds of reasons. This is the main thing. So here the question is, to what extent are we hastening times, to the extent in which we intensively work and don't leave and don't forget, but continue upon those concealments and contradictions, we continue and extend the reforming light upon them. This is very important. So we don't forget about that, actually. On the contrary. Clear?
No.
What's with you? Well?
I'm sorry, Rav. In the work of the Creator, there are contradictions and concealments.
Well, that doesn't matter. Well,
contradictions are contradictions, conflict, and concealments is something that's hidden for me. How are they integrated and reconciled in the work?
Both this and that. It doesn't matter. Really, it's not a point here. You're right that concealment is concealment, where I don't see something, but I feel that it's concealed, meaning there's no such thing that it's truly concealed, disappeared, but rather it's partially disappeared, and then I feel it as concealed, meaning concealment is part of the revelation. That's why it's revelation in concealment. And the contradictions are specifically as two contradictive things towards one another. We're not talking about true concealment, but concealment by two things being in contradiction and therefore don't complete one another. So I extend the reforming light in a different way towards them, but it's not yet to our matter here.
Because we have to somehow integrate them. We are servants of the Creator. We have to integrate the concealment and contradiction so we can advance, but there's a contradiction here.
There's no contradiction. It's simply different work. There's concealment, and there's concealment which is disclosed in the form of a contradiction. Concealment has several manners of being revealed. One of them is where things that are in contradiction come to us.
When the two things are integrated, does it make more upper light to be drawn?
That depends on the times, the fashion of the specific matter. You can't define it that way. Okay?
Thank you.
Kiev.
Dear Rav, concerning the contradictions, we often overcome contradictions. We use the power of the Ten. We connect to the Ten. We rise above ourselves and get the sweetening of the contradictions, this elation, etc. How do we not escape to this, but really discover afterwards a new space where we can give the Creator contentment, meaning rise higher? What should we do?
First, we need to understand that all these contradictions are awakened by the Creator on purpose in order to be revealed. So we already have like the tip of the rope, that it comes from Him. Now, how does this contradiction or concealment help me discover the Creator? Why specifically in such a contradiction, in this spin, in this way is He trying to reveal it to me? So this is where the work is. We need to be a little more we need to be masters of our craft in such things, and this is possible to know. All the work of revelation comes from concealment. Revelation and concealment, it's like letters that are black upon white. It's the same thing. It's the Safra of Siruta. It's the many places that he writes about this, where the revelation always comes from concealment. And if we understand this principle, then it's truly so beautiful, so attractive. You start dancing with it. Really. It's... Who wanted here? Someone raise their hand? No? Well?
The example of the fire with Habash, I can't let go of it. I wanted to ask, when a person is in a state described there, he's got adrenaline, so he's got strength. He's got adrenaline gushing through him, so it gives him the desire and the strength to do it. How can we get to that state? Because when a person is in bed and is in a difficult situation, he doesn't have it.
Ok.
All the time, constantly be worried, afraid that you'll be thrown out. I'm telling you that out of experience. From experience. I made an oath that I would leave my business, and other than that, nothing. I cut many things and constantly, every day, worked on anything but leave, because I sacrificed a lot in order to come to the study and to be immersed in the study. I had to either remain in my business or to leave and really live from whatever will be. So I was always afraid that I will leave the wisdom of Kabbalah, and that which I gave so much up for. I think that a person needs to simply be afraid that he'll be thrown out, that he won't succeed to hold on, not succeed to be like Rabbi Shimon. No, I want to simply remain day after day, to wake up and learn and do something more and more, and like this. This is work, where you build this way the deficiency, and you can see that we're assisted from above, and slowly, slowly it also becomes second nature. You already can't do without it, and that's it. Meaning we need to be afraid. We need to be afraid. You can wake up one day in the morning and say, what do I need this for? What do I have this? I disparage all of this. Look at this world. It's so beautiful and all that. Such thoughts can come your way and you can't do anything. Only beforehand can you do something to prevent it in advance. That is why I'm telling you, I cut all my connections. All the connections I had. That's it. I cut them all off. And I really recommend not to cut off anything. You don't have to, but every day be afraid that the Creator can say, that's it, enough with you. I'm fed up of dealing with one like you. That's it. And what are you left with? You're a beast. In the zoo.
Can. No?
Yes. That's it.
How do you to come to a state of a prayer for the friends?
For the friends is already a much more advanced thing. This needs to come out of the necessity to come to the Creator. Otherwise, what do you need the friends for? What do you feel like thinking about them, caring for them? But as a person is despaired and he's searching, how will I reveal the Creator? How will I come to him? How do I identify with him in an egoistic manner? Then he starts to see that the only necessary directed kli is altogether through the group. Otherwise, he can't direct himself towards the Creator. He can't get himself closer. Even if he aims, he can't get closer. It's only the group is like an optical instrument through which you aim. You can't do it any other way. But I'm saying it again. This will come to each and every one. Are you thinking about it or not? Are you forgetting about it or not? It will come for sure. It only depends on the number and quality of hours that you're working on this. That's why I'm mentioning it and reminding you about it all the time. Okay. Oh, we have someone that I have to give to.
Hello, dear friends, worldly. Question about the excerpts we read. They're very interesting. You teach us that all the spiritual work actions are discreet, distinct, meaning I can't picture anything that comes afterwards. Every action needs to be taken care of. Now, as part of the correction of the souls and transition from the will to receive to the desire to bestow, when we work with the Masach and Al-Khuzel, and we also determine that there are concealments. How are they incorporated in the process of attaining half a degree and another half a degree? How do we reconcile, how do we incorporate these activities together?
I can't explain that. We will learn it from our practical work, from acts, from actions. I can't explain it, and it will just confuse. I will use now, let's say, certain terms that people don't know in practice. They only heard about it somehow, and what will come out of that? You don't do it that way. You enter some work. From the work, we start to get to know certain things. Then the teacher comes and starts to explain what those things are that you're feeling and what connection there is between them. As an example, a person is born, he doesn't know anything about life. Is someone explaining something to him? No. He lives, they put before him some toy, someone sings next to him, something else is done. He gets impressions from participating. Later, they start teaching him already. But at a certain age already, where you have to do like this and you have to do like that, this is, but after he has an impression, you can't talk about things that are completely not in our, in the vessels of sensation that a person has. You can't, otherwise it'll just lead to confusion.
With your permission, Rob, I wanted to know if we need to do certain actions simultaneously and not distinct actions like you taught us.
I don't know, you say that? That I can't talk about that either. It's also a question that's not a question yet. No, no. Everything will come, don't worry. If you are in the lessons and participate in the lessons, it'll come. I'm not telling you not to search. Search in all kinds of other places. But what will be here, you will see. That's how it will happen. We are learning the wisdom of Kabbalah, the classical study, according to the sources, as we feel them more and more from time to time. It's also written in these sources that it takes many years. There's nothing to do you can do about it. Together with the world, we're advancing here. It's all before us.
Thank you very much, Rav. All right.
Okay, so we are finally... No, if I give you, then I have to give a few others. He's a guest. He's special. Okay, so we are going to... What do we have today? Now we're going down to...
Now we're going to go down to a meal.
To the meal, yes. At 7:30, it's already the entering of the fast. So everyone should know that at 7:30 is already the beginning of the fast. And then we have a lesson from 7:30 to 8, more or less. At 8, 08 or 8:10 is when the Sabbath is coming out. It's the end of the Sabbath, and then we're reading the scroll, which will not be broadcast. Okay? Do you have something to say? No? Tomorrow it's as usual, except for the fact that from 5 to 6 we are going to be reading the scroll. But the lesson is from 3 to 5. Very well. So after the meal, we're coming back here for half an hour of a lesson. What will the lesson be? A certain article? We have here in Ravash, what is the... There's an article in several options. We'll see what we decide. Very good.